No way.
And now, your wanker of the week.
The wanker.
On Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, your wanker of the week. Now, Kanye West.
Oh, that's too obvious.
I know. He's managed to avoid
too obvious.
Up till now, Kanye never even mentioned him. We're one of the few radio shows anywhere in the world that I bet we're way down the list of stations that mention Kanye West.
Yeah, our frequency of both Donald Trump and Kanye West is remarkably low.
It is.
Yeah.
We try not to mention Trump. He doesn't need the publicity, and everyone's sick of hearing about him. Kanye, though...
Today you have to?
Well, he's done a really douchey thing, and he's such a wanker, honestly. Oh, for God's sake. He's being sued, which is a good thing, I guess, by this one fan who says he was tricked, and it seems he was tricked, into signing up on Kanye's streaming service. He's got a streaming service called Tidal.
Tidal, yeah.
This guy, right?
Famously huge failure.
Huge failure. Jay-Z bought it, and it's completely, you know, struggling. So he released this album on Tidal, this last record of his, and he said, I promise you will never be able to buy this record anywhere else.
Okay, because he put it exclusively on Tidal.
Exclusively on Tidal. A month later, it's on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes.
Because Tidal's
it's
a huge
everywhere.
Failure.
Right. So what's happened here is that this guy... So people have been signing up, buying the record from him in the understanding, belief, that they wouldn't be able to get it anywhere else. And now you can get it everywhere and it's free. So they made a load of money from this, Tidal. Boosted its value by $60 million.
Wait, how?
Well, because people...
People actually did buy the record.
People bought the record.
Yeah.
So now he's being sued. And this is wankery.
He's being sued for false advertising, false...
Yeah, and it's actually probably not a bad case. You can't trick people into paying money and giving up personal information.
Right.
Just because your company's struggling.
Right, so he got them to buy it on Tidal, increasing Tidal's value by $60 million.
Right.
And then he was like, okay, now I'm going to sell it everywhere else.
Exactly.
I see. I'm not sure what the crime is exactly, except for being an ass.
Well, it's the crime really is false advertising, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
You said one thing and then you did another.
Right.
It was downloaded, it was streamed 250 million times within 10 days of
release.
It
can't even be that good.
How can it be any good
at
all?
It can't possibly be any good.
I'm sure it's awful. I mean, really, this is not my cup of tea at all, but is he that great? Why is he famous? Why is this guy even...
Well, he's famous
because... Why do I know about this guy?
He was one of the first people... I don't know. I don't know enough about hip-hop, but he made a huge mark on the industry when he first came out. He had an album called College Dropout that everybody adored.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And then he had another album that people really, really liked. And then he started auto-tuning and singing. He started singing.
Yeah.
And everything went to hell.
Auto-tune, yeah.
He should have stopped. He never should have sang. And I think his new music is awful.
I haven't got time for it. So, the thing about Tidal is they say it's artist-owned, you see. They make a big deal. Why do I think this is so wankery? Because usually, you know, for me, I would say, well, if you're buying his records, more fool you, you know. Well,
right.
The problem is for everybody else who's in the industry, who's making music, and desperately trying to keep it real and not rip off the artist or the consumer and keep the middleman out of everything. And he just, you know, he's doing the catch-22 thing of stealing money from people.
Yeah,
it's,
well...
really dodgy.
Doesn't surprise me. He's going to be Donald Trump's running mate, I heard.
Well, Tidal itself is this artist-owned service, and it's backed by other people too, Madonna. In fact, here, look, let me give you the list, because the list tells you everything you need to know. Beyonce, right?
Well, yeah, Jay-Z's wife.
Deadmau5. Alicia Keys.
Pronounced Deadmau5, old man.
Deadmau5. Damn it. I'll get my coat. So embarrassed.
I'm going to play a Simple Minds song.
Madonna. Chris Martin. I rest
all
my
right.
case.
Yeah, all right.
Nicki Minaj. Is it pronounced Minaj?
It's pronounced Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is really behind this.
Simple Minds here. Jim Kerr starting a new radio show on our very station April 30th. We're so excited about that exclusivity. It's called Death by Chocolate.
Who's Rihanna?